This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden has unveiled a new military aid package for Ukraine worth $375 million during a meeting with Ukraine's president at the G7 gathering in Japan. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
President Biden unveiled the aid package at a meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Hiroshima.
A package that includes more ammunition, artillery, armored vehicles to bolster Ukraine's battlefield abilities.
Zelensky's response to the package:
my appreciations. We never forget.
Biden's fresh pledge came after the U.S. agreed to allow training on American-made F-16 fighter jets. The training lays the groundwork for their eventual transfer to Ukraine. Even before Zelensky landed in Japan, the G7 nations had unveiled a slew of new sanctions and other measures meant to punish Moscow over its invasion of his country. I'm Karen Chamas.
The head of the Wagner private army claimed in audio published on Sunday that there's not a single Ukrainian soldier in Bakhmut. Yevgeny Prigozhin had previously claimed that the eastern city came under complete Russian control at about midday on Saturday. On Sunday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky rejected those claims. The Conservative Party of Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis has won a landslide election victory, but without enough parliamentary seats on Sunday to form a government outright. The Prime Minister has indicated he will seek a second election in a bid to consolidate his victory without need of a coalition partner. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. At least a dozen people were killed and more injured after a stampede at a soccer stadium in El Salvador over the weekend. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn reports.
El Salvador President Nayib Bukele said the National Civil Police and the Attorney General's office would conduct a thorough investigation into the events at the stadium, saying on Twitter that, quote, everyone will be investigated. Teams, managers, stadium, box office, league, federation, etc. Whoever the culprits are, they will not go unpunished. The Salvadoran Football Federation has suspended the tournament.
Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn. U.S. President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy are due to speak face-to-face Monday after a telephone conversation Sunday on how to reach an agreement on averting a U.S. default before the first deadline. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he did have a productive call with President Biden as the president was returning from the G7 summit in Japan, where he had to reassure world leaders.
Default is not an option.
Biden says despite GOP complaints, he has compromised and introduced ideas to raise revenue.
Much of what they've already proposed is simply quite frankly, unacceptable.
But conservative Republicans like Congressman Jody Arrington, who spoke on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, says
we've got to right size and rein in this bureaucratic bloat.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
The U.S. southeastern state of North Carolina's governor vows to give women as much access as possible following the state's new 12-week abortion ban, which takes effect July 1st, AP correspondent Julia Walker reports.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper had vetoed the legislation, but the state's Republican-led assembly voted to override that veto.
We're going to make sure that this bill gets implemented in a way that we provide the most access possible to women.
He also says the bill was contradictory, conflicting, confusing, and open to interpretation while not a compromise.
This is in no way a reasonable compromise as Republicans have presented it. It's a compromise between the right wing and the radical right wing.
Cooper made his comments on NBC's Meet the Press. I'm Julie Walker.
Authorities say they are investigating an apparent gunfight at an off-road vehicle rally in Mexico's Baja California state that left 10 people dead and another 10 wounded. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.